Oh, I like that. It's like a clapboard or something. A little clap. Ooh, that was good too. Stereo.
All right, back.
I'm going to dial this
10
up.
10 minutes on the clock, please.
On the hamburger
so
clock.
So, for people who don't know, we do a 10-minute show talking about the Professional Developers Conference, and this is our timer that keeps us honest.
And when it rings,
even in mid-sentence, we're done. We're out.
So done. This is making me hungry, though. We've never had a hamburger. I'm going to have to wash my hands after touching this thing, I think.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Ritzinger. I am on the PDC team.
And what do you do?
I do the show with you. Actually, my team manages the whole entire conference.
Okay.
So that means we work on the marketing, the demand generation. Your team runs things like keynote and contents, which I just stole your thunder, but there's more to say about that. The whole experience, the community, the budget, of course, everything.
Oh, yeah, the budget.
And if you want to email me anything about the PDC, J-R-I-T-Z, jritz@microsoft.com.
And you're the right one to email.
Yes.
Don't need to email me, just email her. No. I'm Mike Swanson. We've been on the show before. For those of us, for those of you who have watched us before, welcome back.
Yes.
Here's another series of weekly shows, basically. So Mike Swanson, and I'm responsible on the events team for keynotes and content. So that usually means keynotes. That's a pretty straightforward one.
Yep.
What we say in the keynote, who we get on stage. It's not just me, of course. It's a team of folks in all of these situations to pull off something like a PDC. But then, of course, also the content. So that's the sessions that we give. If we do things like hands-on labs, although we don't have those at this particular PDC, we may have a fun variant of that. Mm-hmm. We're thinking that one through. But anything that's content-related, right? The stuff that you sit in the session and you learn or you listen to really is kind of what my team focuses on. And, of course, I'm on the core team as well. And my alias is mswanson@microsoft.com. Feel free to email us suggestions about maybe what you'd like to hear on the show or what you want us to stop doing, like changing shirts between every show.
So, Mike,
yes.
PDC 10.
Yes.
I thought you said we weren't having a PDC this year.
I never said anything like that.
What happened? Well, we are having one.
We are having a PDC.
And we're going to make history with this one.
Well, before you reveal that, though,
yes.
We should talk about what the PDC even is. Like, what does this first part mean? Yeah, 10 is
Professional 10 is Developers Conference.
Okay, so professional developers.
Yes.
When we say that, we really mean it's leading-edge developers. It's people who are probably thinking about the future of their development projects or teams, and in surveys, this is the feedback we get. I'm coming to a PDC to learn about the future or learn about the strategy or the roadmap, not only for Microsoft, but also for the industry. We also get then leading edge kind of architects,
yep.
Who may have been developers. A lot of times those roles overlap or evolve from one to the other. So we get a lot of architects as well. But it's really kind of deep, geeky, good in a good way,
yep.
Technical content that's about the future and the strategy with a little bit of the today mixed in.
That's right. So we are going to have one in October.
Yeah.
And actually 90 days from today, 3 months.
Oh, that is a scary thought.
October 28th and 29th.
Yep.
And it's going to be for the first time ever, like in its 14, 15-year history. I don't even know anymore.
15?
Here at headquarters, Redmond, Washington. We're going to welcome you to the Wonka Factory.
So, and it's weird. You know, you and I work here, live here, and it's when I used to be a field guy, because I used to work in the Great Lakes District, you know, visiting Microsoft is a special thing. Now that I've lived here, of course, I've gotten a little used to it.
Right.
Still a wonderful place, but, man, when you talk to our customers and our partners, they love coming to campus. So we said, you know what? Let's just do it here in our backyard. So we're going to do it here in our backyard. And it's like the Wonka Factory.
Yep.
You know, the Willy Wonka, getting kind of keys to the Wonka Factory or the candy store.
Yes.
There's lots of unique things we can do by having this event on campus that we could never do in, you know, Los Angeles or something like that.
Starting with, we can only send a certain number of Microsoft folks down to LA or wherever, but if you come here, all of our engineers, all of our developers, all of the experts are here, and they're going to be available and accessible.
Yep.
And so there's going to be that. When we're at a convention center, we have a very conscious thought about the ratio of Microsoft employee to customer.
Mm-hmm.
This time, it's going to be way off because we're going to be way high on Microsoft employee, and that's a good thing because we want to get every single one of your questions answered.
Yeah, and a lot of times we have to go through the process of, you know, who do we send? Who's the right person?
Because it's expensive.
And we end up not being able to send everybody that really probably should be there in an ideal world just because we can't logistically pull it off. Here, like you said, no problem. They're all here already.
I'm excited.
It is exciting, and we're encouraging a lot of the other product teams outside the event even to schedule their own things around the PDC.
Adjacent.
And we'll try to promote those things. So if you watch the PDC website and watch our news feeds, as those things come along, we'll make sure that people know about them.
So we're trying lots of new things for this PDC.
Yes.
So not only is it in Redmond, but it's only 2 days.
So it's a little bit shorter.
It's a little shorter. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it's only $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Very inexpensive. Great deal.
Also, I want to mention it's on a Thursday and a Friday, if you check out those dates, which means if you want to make it into a weekend trip, you know, it's a beautiful place to visit, turn it into a little bit of a trip, and have some fun while you're here.
That's right. Not only that, but guess what else? So in the past, with MIX and PDC and some of the other conferences that we work on, we've always streamed live the keynotes.
Yes.
But this time, we are going to stream live every single session.
Every session. So we've talked about this for a while, and it's logistically a difficult thing to pull off. The fact that we're having it on campus actually makes it a little more doable. We've got a lot of bandwidth at the campus. The other thing is, because it is a little bit of a smaller physical event, and the number of rooms isn't 100 or whatever we have at these huge convention centers,
right.
So we can it's a manageable thing to do to stream every one of them. So as you said, we always stream the keynotes, and we've innovated year over year, and the Channel 9 team has helped us do that, to upgrade it to high definition, full screen, all that great stuff. We'll continue to do all of that. But we're going to do that same experience then for all of the sessions. And like we've also done since 2005, I think it was,
yep.
We'll take all of those sessions and we'll make them available on demand as well.
Yeah,
so
that's right,
I mean, you've got 100 ways to catch this content.
But you made a good point. This is, because we're doing it on campus, it is a more intimate event, if you will.
Much more.
And I would say sign up fast. This is one that you can't afford to wait on because we just don't have the physical space.
The intimacy point, you and I, of course, have gone over it. Well, we've been in the conference center here on campus many times. Nothing like the Los Angeles Convention Center, for example. Much smaller. That's a good thing. I would say it's a good thing. The days when I used to attend PDC before I came to Microsoft, I would have loved to have this kind of proximity that people were talking about. For example, one of our big keynoters that we've announced, Steve Ballmer.
Our CEO.
Right? Our CEO is going to be one of our keynoters for PDC 10. And the keynote room isn't that big, really. I mean, you're not going to be very far from Steve Ballmer, which, for a guy who's geek about Microsoft, that's a big, that's a really
sweat on you.
That's a really big deal,
off.
Right?
That's right.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. Not only Steve, but we're going to have the president of our server and tools division, Bob Muglia.
Yep.
And Mr. Keynote Owner here. We're just about to go into a keynote meeting after we record this show.
Yep.
There will be a couple of others announced soon, so stay tuned for that.
That's right. There will be others that will blend into that mix too. So this is really this is very different, right? Again, it's a chance for us to take a lot of the feedback we've heard at our focus groups and via email and surveys from a lot of our viewers and attendees and kind of incorporate it here. So it's a small, intimate in-person event, but we try to make it a huge online event.
That's right. Right?
Whether or not you can make it. And the difference really showing up, you say, well, why don't I just sit back and kind of watch it on my computer screen? And that's fine. If you can dedicate the time and you want to sit back and do that, that's why we're putting it out there, honestly.
Right.
Right? It's for that person. But for the person who wants to interact directly with the product team, ask those tough technical questions
yep.
that you really can't get answers to except from maybe the people who built it.
Yep.
Or you want to kind of interact with the community. It's very buzzy when you're here. It's very inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a chance to disconnect. It's very hard to kind of sit back at the office and say, hey, boss, don't bug me for a week while I sit down and watch videos.
Right.
But it's actually much easier to come to campus, disconnect from kind of the typical work stream back at the office, and kind of soak it all up. And of course, it's like the Wonka Factory. It is like the Candy Factory, and we have some fun stuff
planned. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a joke at the beginning of the show about I thought we weren't going to have a PDC this year.
That's right.
So one thing that Mike and I try and do on this show is share some of the thinking that goes into our conference strategy, our event strategy.
Kind of behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes, exactly. So one thing I want to clear up, because there's some confusion around this. People thought that, well, PDC was annual, wasn't annual. What's the deal?
Right.
And we've never officially said PDC is held on an as-needed basis every two or three years, or we've never officially said the PDC is annual.
Mm-hmm.
So people are just, that's conjecture.
Yep. But it's fun to watch, though.
I love watching the Twitter feed and seeing what people come up with.
Yep.
But we decided that we were going to have a PDC this year because there is a lot to say. There's a lot to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So we should talk a little bit about the themes that are going to be coming up in the content
Absolutely.
This year.
So the theme names aren't locked, so I'll just give you a flavor for the themes that we're trying to lock on. And there's really three. Client and devices.
Sure.
So you can imagine some things around Windows Phone 7 in that time frame. So that'll be a fun one. Right. We'll talk about things like Internet Explorer 9.
Yep.
If you haven't tried out the platform preview, I'd encourage you to go do that. It's amazing. I've been absolutely blown away by it. We'll talk about cloud services. So Windows Azure and a lot of the services that kind of relate to Windows Azure and some innovations and announcements that we'll make really in that area.
Yep.
And then, of course, this is a developers conference, an architects conference. So we can't